AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is set to talk today to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the Israeli strike that killed seven members of the aid group World Central Kitchen in Gaza. They had just delivered much-needed food to the people in Gaza. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is feeling a lot of emotions.
He's outraged. He's heartbroken.
World Central Kitchen is demanding an independent investigation. In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's imperative Congress moves forward with more funding for Ukraine.
If Russia were somehow to succeed in Ukraine, if we did not continue to stand with Ukraine, the message to would-be aggressors everywhere is it's open season. You can get away with it, too.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba is in Brussels, too, on NATO's 75th anniversary.
I didn't want to spoil the birthday party for NATO, but I felt compelled to deliver a very sobering message on behalf of Ukrainians about the state of Russian air attacks on my country, destroying our energy system, our economy, killing civilians.
Russian forces fired drones at two apartment buildings and a power plant in Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, killing four people. Ford says it will delay rolling out new electric pickup trucks and a new large electric SUV, and will also add gas electric hybrids to its model lineup. Sales of electric vehicles are starting to slow. Oklahoma is preparing to execute Michael Dwayne Smith, a man convicted of shooting and killing two people in Oklahoma City more than two decades ago. The maker of a drug for Lou Gehrig's disease that recently failed in a large study says it will pull the medicine from the market, acknowledging it didn't help patients. Amylyx Pharmaceuticals says new patients will no longer be able to get a prescription. The Food and Drug Administration approved the much-debated drug Relyvrio in 2022. Three ALS medicines are now available to patients. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Thursday, climbing back to record heights. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 236 points, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.9%. Treasury yields steadied after a report showed slightly more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Traders are looking for a cool down in the job market to convince the Federal Reserve to go forward with plans to cut interest rates several times this year. Wall Street is making its final moves ahead of Friday's monthly jobs report, which could significantly sway the Fed's thinking. Damian Troisi, New York.
Defending men's national champion UConn finally touched down in Arizona for the Final Four last night after a long delay and a red-eye flight. The plane they were supposed to take had mechanical issues getting to the East Coast. The Huskies took off in a smaller plane for the trip to Phoenix. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.